KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A manhunt is underway for two murder and extortion suspects who escaped during a shootout with police in Marion Hill, west of Durban. One suspect was killed while another was traced and found injured at a house not far from the crime scene on Wednesday. Authorities say the group is wanted for murder and extortion cases in Chatsworth and Marion Hill. Provincial SAP spokesperson Robert Nichiwunda.
Police operationalized intelligence about four armed suspects who were traveling in a vehicle in the Marion Hill area. The suspect's vehicle was intercepted on Panzer Road in Savannah Park, and when police instructed them to stop, the suspect stopped the vehicle, got out and opened fire towards the police. During the shootout, one suspect was shot and fatally wounded. The search for two more assailant suspects is ongoing.
The Ford Motor Company of Southern Africa is recalling Ford Rangers that were made available for sale in 2024. It follows a recall of six car brands by their manufacturers last week. The National Consumer Commission's Prudence Mola explains the reason behind the recall.
The front lower control arm that may have been fitted on the left-hand side of the vehicle instead of the correct front lower control arm. The separation of the joint may result in loss of control of the affected wheel, with the corresponding effect on the vehicle handling increasing. This may result in the increased risk of a crash or injury. The product was exported to Namibia, Botswana, and Swaziland. Consumers are requested to contact the nearest authorized dealership for an appointment to repair the defect.
The Road Freight Association says it doesn't support an increase to the general fuel levy. On Wednesday, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana announced it will go up by 16 and 15 cents per litre for petrol and diesel, respectively. It kicks in next month, the first fuel levy rise in 3 years. The association says Treasury should rather cut wasteful government expenditure instead of taxing its citizens. While this motorist told Newswatch that the fuel levy going up feels like another VAT hike.
By increasing the fuel levy, we are going to be subjected to a lot of food hikes. Transport is going to go up. So the person that's going to be taking public transport is going to be also affected. So basically, levies in return are actually a VAT hike.
This motorist says she has mixed feelings about the increase.
To be honest, I don't really have feelings towards petrol going up anymore. At the end of the day, I need to work and get around. So I just have to budget for whatever comes.
And abroad, a measles outbreak in Mexico has left 4 people dead, including 3 unvaccinated children. Authorities say most of the country's more than 1,000 confirmed cases have been in areas near the U.S. border. Officials in the northern state of Chihuahua say they've met with local leaders to encourage vaccination. Your top story, a manhunt is underway for 2 murder and extortion suspects who escaped during a gunfight with police in Marion Hill this week. Follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio News Watch. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.